Eagles, Patriots. I don't know if we are the only show outside of Philadelphia, but both of us think the Eagles are going to win the game. A little bit different. I think the Eagles are going to win a close game towards the end, hanging on. And you think it's going to be a fairly decisive win for the Eagles.
It's going to be a house call. It's going to be 38-17 is what I have right now. The Eagles blowing out the Patriots. And I haven't seen one prediction. Although Paul Jalovich, who is a Philadelphia sports talk radio host, who was on the show yesterday, who also didn't think that the game would be particularly close and the Eagles would get a blowout win. I haven't seen many predictions that have the Eagles by 20-plus points. So I do feel like I'm on a little bit of an island with this one. However, I do think it's more fun for people to predict close games, and it feels more safe for you to predict a close game. And that's what I think you're going. You're going in the route of you don't want to look silly come Monday.
I'm picking the Eagles to win 27-20. And when I've looked at the Patriots games, the last couple of big games, Jaguar game, Falcon game last year, the opposing team has had the Patriots on the ropes and hasn't gone for the jugular, hasn't put them away, and allowed Tom Brady to rise from the dead and bring the Patriots back. To me, that is my biggest worry in this game, because the only advantage I think the Patriots have on the player side is Tom Brady at quarterback over Nick Foles. Nick Foles at one of the press conferences talked about one of the areas where I think the Eagles will be faring better than the Jaguars and the Falcons, and it's their let's-go-for-the-throat mentality. When they have them down, they're going to go for it. And Foles credited head coach Doug Peterson.
A lot of confidence. I mean, Coach Peterson is an aggressive play caller, and that shows with how many times we've gone for it on fourth and short. And, you know, he has confidence in our entire offense to execute and our O-line to, you know, to get that penetration to, you know, get the first down in those situations. So for us to have a head coach that's that aggressive, I love playing for a coach like that.
And I think against the Patriots, you have to try to do everything you can. Both the Jaguars and Eagles had the ball late in the half, up in their championship games. The Jaguars actually had more time and more timeouts left than the Eagles did. They sat on the ball. Could have used maybe 3 points. Who's to say they would have got it, but they didn't try for it.
You can't get it if you don't try.
Were backed up on their own 20-yard line, and they ran several plays, coupled to Jay Ajayi on swing passes. The next thing you know, they have a field goal, and they extend their lead, and they get the ball to start the third quarter. I think that mentality is a mentality that is needed to beat the Patriots.
And I'm confident it will be there, because Doug Peterson, in his 2 years as the Eagles coach, this has been what they do. They go for it on fourth downs at positions where other coaches don't make those kind of calls. They push the envelope inside the red zone. They won't kick the long field goal or do the short punt. They'll go for it. They've even gone for it at times within their own 50. I am not worried about Doug Peterson suddenly getting conservative. I think he's going to be pedal to the metal. So if you're confident that he'll have that kind of approach, why aren't you picking the Eagles to win by more? You think the only thing that you're worried about is Doug Peterson getting conservative. If you don't think he'll get conservative, then go out there and pick the Eagles to win it by more points.
I am not picking the Eagles to win it by more points, because I am not that confident that Nick Foles, that showed up last week against Minnesota, is going to show up this week against New England.
I'll give you some reasons to feel confident, whether you want to do it with Nick Foles or be confident in more other areas that the Eagles have advantages over the Patriots that will make up for the difference and allow them to win by at least three possessions. The Patriots' defense is not that good. It certainly isn't great. In fact, in DVOA, they were ranked 31st. The NFL is 32 teams. The defense was one of the worst in the NFL by any metric the first month of the year, when they actually faced three good offenses. Since then, they faced the Bucs, the Jets twice, Atlanta in a game that was all foggy and nobody could actually see, Miami twice, the Bills twice, Raiders, Broncos, and, of course, the Steelers. Is it more of a product of them all of a sudden correcting things on defense and them being solid? Or is it the fact that their opponents got a lot weaker as the season went on and the quarterbacks they were facing were a lot weaker and the offenses were less potent than it was at the beginning of the year? I'm tending to think that the Patriots defense, when they face a good offense, might be closer to what they were the first month of the year when we were saying, like, this is one of the worst defenses in football versus it was in the last couple of months of the year when their opponents got a lot weaker. People point to the improvement. I think it's more of a product of the schedule getting easier, including the playoffs, when it was the Marcus Mariota conservative Titans offense and the Doug Marrone-led Jacksonville Jaguars with Blake Bortles trying to not mess things up. That's not exactly the Philadelphia Eagles coming into this game.
I also think the defense has been helped out a lot by the Patriots offense. They average more plays per drive than any team playing in football. The defense has only faced 172 possessions this year, and that's partly because of the Patriots possessing the ball and the fact that they're very careful with it. Mm-hmm. Patriots number two in fewest turnovers given away. So I think the New England defense is one that really hasn't been tested, as you say, by lack of quality opponents, and I say because the Patriots' offense has done a good job not putting them in bad spots, not putting them in short field spots, where earlier in the season they got killed.
Regardless, the Eagles are the better defense. They are a top five defense this year, and generally the better defenses have done better in Super Bowl settings. I will mention that the Patriots in the Super Bowl, their defense tends to leak a little bit. In fact, the only two times in this most recent run that they've held their opponents in the Super Bowl below their scoring average was 2007 and 2011. Both of those were against the Giants and they ended up losing those games. So generally, these get to be a little bit more high scoring, and at least the defense leaks a little bit. And if it does against this Philadelphia team, you let the offense start rolling, that sense is a big problem. Now, you're worried about the quarterback mismatch, right? Like, that was one of the things that you're concerned
Absolutely.
About, the difference between Nick Foles and Tom Brady. Well, for me, I've said it on this show, the best way to measure quarterback play, I feel like, is yards per attempt, because that is like how much yardage are you getting out of a general passing play. The best, if you look at like the end of the year stats, the best quarterbacks will be up there in yards per attempt. Well, of the five largest differences in quarterback yards per attempt going into a Super Bowl, the worst quarterback has won four of the five times. So it goes to show you, quarterback isn't everything when you get into this game. In fact, Foles has the advantage of going against the worst defense of the two. Brady has to face the tougher defense across the board. And Belichick, the one thing that he likes to do on defense is he takes away your number one weapon, whether it's like Julio Jones with the Falcons or Antonio Brown with the Steelers. He always goes and takes away the number one guy. Well, the Eagles' offense is way too diverse for you to simply just take away the number one guy and expect to stop that. They're built more like the Kansas City Chiefs' offense, which over the years in the AFC has actually given the Patriots the most challenge out of anybody in that conference. Doug Peterson, of course, coming from Kansas City. So whether it's the running game or Zach Ertz or the multiple receivers that they have, it's just not one offense where if you take away something that they don't have a counter to it. Philadelphia is much too diverse.
I'm going to give you two things that I'm going to be looking for in this Super Bowl. One for the Patriots, one for the Eagles. For the Patriots, it's can Rob Gronkowski play at the high level? The Eagles have had trouble with tight ends. Tight ends is the position that has given the Eagles the most trouble with this season. Kelce from Kansas City, Jordan Reed from Washington, Evan Engram twice from the Giants have had big games against him. The Eagles have not had a big answer for teams with good tight ends. The only touchdown scored by the Vikings was to the tight end Rudolph. If Gronk plays and Gronk plays well, I think he will be by far and away the Patriots' best weapon. Now for the Eagles side, to me, pressure is key. In the two Super Bowl losses on plays that Brady was passing, when they determine there's pressure, and I don't mean blitz, but when he faces pressure, if the number of plays goes 40% or higher that he faces pressure, he has lost both Super Bowls. If it stayed under 40%, he has won those Super Bowls. The Eagles don't blitz a whole lot, about the middle of the league. They have not historically blitzed a lot against veteran quarterbacks, but I think where the Eagles' defensive line is going to be key is they have a number of people they rotate in and out. I thought the Falcons were killed last year because they got tired at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Even if Brady's trying to make his comeback and his team's on the field, I think the Eagles have enough depth in the defensive line to get after him.
We're on the same page here, and I'll give you another aspect of the pass rush, because again, Brady can get happy feet. In fact, in the Super Bowls in the past, the Seahawks made him miserable until Cliff Averill got hurt. Brady threw two picks in that game, including a red zone interception, again because of pressure. The Falcons' pressure, you mentioned the impact it had on that game until they got worn down, and Brady threw a pick six in that game, so he has not nearly been flawless in these Super Bowls. And the Giants, you mentioned, beat him twice, and that was all about getting that pressure. 40 was the number, 40% was the number that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another reason why I'd be concerned about the Eagles' pass rush. The Super Bowl between the Broncos and the Seahawks at MetLife a few years ago, that place was completely crowded with Seahawks fans, to the point where Peyton Manning had to go to his team and say, yo, we need to go with the silent count. And with the silent count, they had still no answer to stop the pass rush, because when you go to the silent count, now the defense can start to guess it off the ball. And I think in this game in Minnesota, the Eagles are just going to absolutely dominate the crowd. And if that is an increase on the pass rush, because the crowd is largely Philadelphia and it forces New England to have to go to something more silent, that's going to be another aspect of the game in which the Eagles' pass rush plays a factor. So a lot of the recipe to me adds up to a Philly win.